There you are. Hi, hi, hi. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of It's Your Call, and it is your call. I am the milkman, John Milky. 613-604-6464 is the number here. You can call, you text. We've also got a video link for you at itsyourcall.ca. You'll see a little webcam icon. You click that, and you can be on the show via video cam. And if you're uncomfortable being seen on the internet, that's okay. I understand. Turn the camera off. Just leave the microphone on. And we can bring you on that way. Okay. There you go. Again, 613-604-6464. It's not lost on me that a good number of you are tuning in every single day, as you have habitually, because this was Lowell Green's time slot. I want to make it clear. I am not Lowell Green. Nobody is. He is fantastic and wonderful and contentious in all of those things for all kinds of reasons. When I made the concerted effort to get my butt on the air for 2 o'clock and have, a talk show, which I'd never really considered doing before, I asked myself, why? Why do you want to do that? Because I'm someone who deals with mental illness, anxiety, self-doubt, etc. Why do I want to set myself up for something where people, will just look for opportunities to tear me down? Well, the reason is simple. I am tired of being told what I can and cannot be, who I can and cannot be, what I can and cannot say. And I was given a really good reminder this morning of exactly that. First thing that came into my email today, and the person who sent this I know is going to love it because I'm bringing attention to it. And there's going to be people, why do you even bring attention to this stuff? Well, because, again, it's the why. It's why I do this show. All right. An anonymous hate mail from someone professing to like me, but who can no longer listen because of something that another member of the on-air staff at this radio station that I started said or did in the past. And because of that, they won't listen to me. They said this, of course, anonymously. Right? Oh, I'm never listening to you again. I hate everything you're about now. Of course, I post that on Facebook moments later, and I knew it would happen. I went fishing and I caught me a big one. There they are, back again with another anonymous email. Oh, good. You got the message. I'm not listening to you anymore and you need to know. No, but here's the thing, and we both know it. You are listening. In fact, if we're being honest, by virtue of the fact that you don't like something somebody I am working with here said, you're listening more intently than ever before. You're not kidding me. Also, by the way, I know exactly who you are. Here's what you don't know, keyboard warrior. When you take time to send these anonymous feelings my way through my app logs every single geographical location of every single person who sends me a message. I can actually, on the back end of the app, zoom into the very street you were on when you sent me that text. So just stop with the anonymity. If you like, what is the point of that? What is the point of being anonymous in your complaints? That's what I don't understand. All this to say, this was a wonderful reminder to me today of my why. Why do I want to do this show? Why is my show different from Lowell's? Why do I show up every single day and have conversations? Well, because so long as we keep adopting this attitude of I'm more right than you, you're wrong, I can hide behind a fake email address, I can do this, I can do that, we get nowhere. Has that attitude not gone on long enough, this yelling and screaming, and not backing it up, with who you are? My why is this, as it pertains to this show. I fundamentally believe that with conversation, we will discover that we actually have more in common with each other than we even realize. I am sick of this divisiveness. And by the way, okay, listen, you're entitled to your opinion. You don't like something this person said or did in the past, and now you find out that they are here on BTR. I got news for you. There's a ton of folks out there who really don't like a lot of things that I have said and done in the past as well, and for that reason are not here. Guess what? That's okay. That is okay. What's not okay is choosing to be anonymous and lob things at someone. It serves no purpose. And if you think it's going to affect me, no. No. Anything but. It used to. Oh, that used to knock me off my game in a big way. Now you're fueling me. You're fueling me. You are giving even more credence to why I need to do this and why I need to bring more people on who have their own ideas about things. If you really examine what I'm doing here on BTR, okay, I have some very vocal and proud members, upstanding members of our LGBTQ+2S community doing shows on this radio station. By contrast, I have people doing talk shows on this radio station who hate everything as it pertains to that community. They are very troubled by it. But I want them here. I don't care if I agree with them or not. Now, there are some lines not to be crossed. Let's be real. But your opinion is your opinion. And I live in a country, and you live in a country, where that is enshrined in our Bill of Rights. Stop with the anonymity. If you have something to say to me, say it. Look, there. On one hand, all I hear is people yelling and screaming about how whitewashed the mainstream media has become, how one-sided it is. They're only telling you what they want you to hear. They've been bought and paid for, right? On and on and on with this hate towards mainstream media. Well, here I am on the internet. This is not mainstream media creating a thing where we're not one-sided. We are very obviously all-sided. And I still have to deal with that? See, you're making a choice to be that person. You're making a choice to be closed-minded and not listen to the opinions of others. Okay? And that's fine, I guess, if that's who you want to be. Look, there are all kinds of people out there who have made all kinds of assertions and assumptions about me, right? When I I'll be dealing with this on a podcast I do with Sue McGarvey in the not-too-distant future. Oh, I even get emails. Oh, my God, you talk sex with Sue McGarvey. Yeah, I do. I do. When I got very, very dark with depression, I went down some very, very weird paths. I got into some weird stuff. Sexapalooza. I took a bunch of listeners there. Yep. And I own it. I made a lot of mistakes. When this radio station first launched, we were broadcasting live from a swingers club. Not because I'm a swinger, but because they were playing better music for the audience that I wanted on this radio station. And I kind of like the marketing cachet of being at a swingers club. I don't care. Do swingers not have a right to exist? If it's not your thing, don't go to a swingers club. It's pretty simple. I produced another drag bingo show this past weekend at Bingoland Gaming Center in Ottawa. And people were all over their Facebook. We're going to protest. We're going to picket. You know, because of this drag bingo. And think of the children, etc., 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 etc. Look, why do you let yourself get so caught? And listen, I was as guilty of it for a long time. I got very consumed by the opinions of others and got all riled up about that, and I had to assert myself, whatever. You know what? It's really simple. If you don't like drag bingo, don't go to drag bingo. If you don't like swingers clubs, don't go to swingers clubs. If you don't like insert grocery store name here, don't go to insert grocery store name here. and on and on and on. I don't like Ford. Don't drive one. I don't like GM. Don't drive one. I don't like a radio show. Turn it off. I don't know if you know this, but when you watch TV and you don't like the show that's on, you can just change the channel. And I'm fine with that. But to say that you don't want to listen to me because of what somebody else said, that's nonsense. That's nonsense. And you're holding them to the same account. Again, okay, you don't like something I said or did. That's not the fault of some other player here on this radio station, etc. This has to stop. This has to stop. What I've created here is a platform that addresses everything that so many people seem to claim is missing. A place where all points of view are welcome. I do not police the hosts on this radio station. They are free to say or do whatever they want. And if they say something, if they happen to be on a show with me, they say something that I don't agree with, guess what? I get to have a conversation about that and tell them why I disagree with that. Is that not the grown-up way to go about things? Okay, so we disagree. Stop trying to paint the entire world gray and cancel this and cancel that because you don't agree with it. It's just not going to work. This show right here is not Lowell's show. And I'm not saying Lowell was any of the above, but I think we can all admit Lowell had his way of doing things. Lowell was very adamant on what side of the political spectrum he is on. Lowell would hang up on people. Okay? That's Lowell. I'm not him. This show is called It's Your Call. And disagreeing is okay. I want to hear why we disagree. My why, as it pertains to this show and this radio station that I've built, my why is because I am on a search for common ground. I'm done being yelled at. I'm done being made to feel like I'm on the wrong side of popular opinion. I'm done feeling suicidal about that. That's wrong. That is wrong, and it's wrong to put people in a position where they feel that way and feel they need to hide and can't express themselves. Enough with your cancel freaking culture. Take your gray paintbrush and go wherever it is that you came from and paint that gray. My world is filled with rainbows and opportunities and excitement. And I'm telling you right now, the best conversations you're ever going to have is when you sit down face to face with somebody who doesn't see eye to eye with you on things. But over a great meal, cup of coffee, bottle of wine, you get to find out why. And maybe they bring you a little bit towards their side. Maybe you bring them a little bit towards your side. At the end of that meal, you're going to shake hands, you're going to hug each other, and you're going to go, you know what, that was a great time. Great conversation. Conversations don't happen when you don't afford me the opportunity to actually engage in a conversation with you. And then people will say, well, why do you even give credence to this? Why do you even post about this? And I understand. And I guess there's, you know, a little bit of, yeah, it's cathartic in a way for me to do that. But I put it out there because it draws attention to this problem that I am trying to find a solution for. This yelling and screaming and pointing fingers. I'm sorry, you send an anonymous complaint to whatever store you went and bought a thing from. As long as you're anonymous, they're not paying you any attention. They don't care. Put your name to it where they can actually dialogue with you. You might actually end up someplace where there's a resolution. But that's fine. If it makes you feel happy, if it makes you all, you know, giggly and, you know, happy panties and whatever, it gives you, you know, the big happy, you know, stiffy in the morning to come at me with your emails. I would rather you come at me with those than go after somebody who really hasn't been coached and really hasn't been through the amount of therapy, et cetera, that I have to get myself back to the place that I rightfully belong. I freaking own who I am now. All right. And I'm a big boy. And believe me, I'm aware of a lot of, you know, a lot of what a lot of people on my radio station talk about. And again, there are people on this radio station that I started. We're in my basement. This is where the radio station lives. There are people on my very radio station who say things I don't agree with, who stand for things I don't agree with. I have been on the air with them. That's the opportunity. The internet gave us all a voice. Yes, it did. But you know what it also did? Took away a lot of people's ability to hear and listen. I got into a conversation on the weekend with some of these people who view drag bingo as damaging to kids. And they're lobbing all kinds of photos at me that they're getting from God knows where on the internet of one person actually claimed that drag shows were always performed in front of children and presented to me a photo of somebody dressed in a G-string with dollar bills stuffed inside of it, pulling the G-string and a picture of a child putting a dollar bill in there. If you think for a second that I would ever support that kind of behavior, give your head a serious shake. Also, the person in that photo, not in drag, very obviously a person of, I believe, female gender, probably a dancer. And I'm also guessing the photo was photoshopped. But you're opining on this, and you're ramming it down my throat, and then you're defending it. Well, I read on Google. I can create anything I want and put it on the internet. Rhinoceroses with purple penises making love to giraffes on alien spaceships. I can create an entire website that says this is factually true. Doesn't mean it is. It means I created a website that makes this claim. And Google, by the way, all it does is index this stuff. Google's not a source. Google is a search engine. Do better. And if you'd really liked it, by the way, you know what drag is? Let's take you back to the days of Shakespeare. All right? And he would write Macbeth, Julius Caesar, and these plays would be performed. You know who played the role of women? Men. Women were not allowed to perform on the stage. Men played the role of women. Drag, just so we're clear, is theater. It's somebody adopting a character. Do you have a problem with cosplay? Do people who go to Comic-Con dressed as their favorite character from Star Wars? Are they affecting our children? Of course not. Do you have a problem with somebody who walks around with a puppet on their hand, putting on a puppet show? When you think about that, that's kind of weird. No, but that's okay. No, that's somebody adopting the character of a puppet. It's acting. And yes, I understand. By and large, and FYI, not exclusively, drag has been performed by gay men. I don't know why. I'm sure someone can explain it to me. I've never looked why. I don't question why. That's just, I'm satisfied that, you know what? That's how drag came to be. That's kind of where it was born. Okay, whatever, fine. If you've ever actually been to a drag show, yep, there are certainly a lot of gay guys performing in drag, which I don't know if you know this, but most gay guys in the community look at gay men dressed up as women as not appealing. But they like the campiness of it, the theater of it. That's fun. That's silly. They see past that. Also, at a drag show, you might actually encounter a woman who dresses like a man. Do you have a problem with that? Did you even know that was a thing? It's called Drag King. Oh, by the way, hi, I'm John Milkey. I'm straight. I am married. Been with the same gal for 30 plus years now. Occasionally I've dressed in drag. because it's fun to be that character. It's Mrs. Doubtfire for me. I'm going to pick it. No, just don't go. Stop being part of this problem that we are now facing and that I'm trying to overcome with this broadcast every single day. Let's get back to having conversations, please. I'm not going to bite your head off, and I'm not going to publish your email if you don't want me to publish your email. So don't do this anonymous thing. It's childish. It's bullshit. Especially when I can zoom in. I know exactly who you are. I know what street you're on. I know what province you're in, city you're in. So you're not really hiding anything. Just come clean. You'll feel better about yourself. And I bet you, if you truly, truly do love everything that I'm about otherwise, and clearly you don't have a clue about me otherwise, but you say, I loved you until this. Well, then allow me an opportunity to actually have a conversation with you. Why wouldn't you otherwise? And I will refer you to, you know, and look, I am not Howard Stern by any stretch of the imagination. Don't want to be Howard Stern. I'm not him. There's only one. I think he's fantastic. I applaud his success, but I bring his name into this. Just if you even watch, if you've read his book, Private Parts, or seen the movie Private Parts, there's a section in there. There's a moment where he moves his show to New York. And the program directors and sales department, they're losing their minds because the things he is saying are causing such upset. Clients are leaving the radio station. Listeners are leaving the radio station. Except, you know what? They're not. It is proven time and time again. When you don't like someone, you listen to them longer. For every one sponsor that doesn't want to be part of something like that, you get three or four who do. So just come clean. Have a conversation with me. I really liked you until this. Well, then clearly you didn't really like me. And you should have moved on ages ago. And I'm okay with that. But my gosh, what I'm not okay with is your inability and your unwillingness to open up a dialogue with me. That gets us nowhere. You're judging things that you don't even know about in some cases. You're holding me to your standard, or you're expecting someone else to see the world my way. It just doesn't work like that. I'm interested in your thoughts. 613-604-6464. Oh my gosh, did I really just go on 24 minutes about that? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go that long. I marvel at this. I'm so over it. We need to move past this. Yelling and screaming and bombing, you know, I don't like this country. I'm going to bomb this country. Wars have solved nothing. Nothing. Conversations, negotiations, meeting in the middle is what has solved all of these issues. We need to do that. It's your call, by the way, brought to you by McCarthy Automotive. Listen, there's not a contentious thing going on there. These are straightforward, honest, good people who are going to do exactly the work that is required for your vehicle. I have taken my pickup trucks there for service. I have taken my RV there for service, for inspections. They will always, always tell me, we believe this is the right part and here's why. Yes, you can get this cheaper, but for a couple of extra dollars, here's the longevity for this. It is an honest conversation every single time. From winter tires to all-season tires to wheel balancing to mufflers to brakes to batteries to basic windshield wipers to washer fluid. McCarthy Automotive. It's a family-owned business. Every single person working in that shop is a member of that family. They started on McCarthy Road, by the way, which is why they're called McCarthy Automotive, but you'll find them on Heron Road, 1150 Heron Road, McCarthyAutomotive.ca. All right, let's get to your comments. Valda says, I think you're fabulous. You do so much to help to so many, John. You can do anything you want to do, John. I can, Valda. You're right. I'm not fabulous. I am a very, very damaged person who made a lot of mistakes, mistakes that a lot of people, like I said, will not let go of and will not give me the opportunity to try and be a better person and different person than that. Same thing that this person who messaged me this morning feels about the person that they're calling out. Okay, that was a moment in that person's time. That's not the only thing that they're about. That's not the only thing I'm about. But I appreciate that you're enjoying what I'm doing here and my reasons why. That means everything to me. Tara says, greetings from my lunch break at the hospital. Well, hello to you. Chrissy, much appreciate the show, participation, and seeing people's views all around. We need this show. You're doing a great job, and keep it going. Chrissy, I appreciate that. Thank you. I hope I can keep it going. It is exhausting. Doing what I'm doing these days is exhausting. I'm not going to lie. But I think it's worth it. This is my calling, and I have allowed myself to shy away from it for too long. I'm not going to do that anymore. They can't stay away. Ask Elon Musk about people going to quit using Twitter, but they still stay, afraid they might miss something. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Renee says, I love your idea of a show where everyone's opinion is heard, even if you totally disagree with a person. Yeah, what's wrong with disagreeing? When did that become a bad thing? Oh my gosh. We go to sporting events to watch two teams go at each other because they have opposing ideas. They oppose each other, and we cheer it on. Opposition is good. If you're willing to listen to what the other person has to say, maybe not change your mind, but just be willing to listen. I don't think that's a huge ask. Anne says, this person sounds like a big fat coward to me. Easy to be obnoxious over the internet. Yep, it is. Probably would not have the guts to say anything to you in real life or even call you gutless. But you know what? I wish, this is the thing, Anne, I wish they would. If you really feel that strongly about my brand, and I can only speak to my brand, then engage me in a conversation. If you're going to sit there and say that you're telling me this because you care, because you have invested in what I have done thus far, well, you negate all of that when you fire back with, nope, done, and unwilling to have a conversation, and don't want you to contact me, and I'm hiding from you. Kiss my ass. That's nonsense. People are such cowards, says Lori. Please come forward if you have a problem. John will allow you to say what you want. Don't hide. Exactly. Exactly. And I don't even need you to be right or me to be right. Just, I want you to be heard. I want me to be heard. Don't waste my time. Joshua says, the truth is we all want a lot of the same things. Sometimes we just disagree on the best course of action. Hard to argue with you there. Danielle, I believe this is the first time we've heard from you. Hi. Many people are but one experience away from a new perspective. Oh, I love that. Oh, Danielle, please, please be part of the show more. That's brilliant right there. I'm gonna put that on a post-it note today. Julie says, I was listening at that time. All right. Kathy says, John, you will never get through to this person or any others who think the same. They live with blinders on. Well, and Kathy, I think a lot of people, you know, sort of made that point or tried to make that point to me today when I put it on Facebook. Why do you keep bringing this stuff to Facebook? Just ignore it. Well, because when I ignore them, do they get that point? Do they get the point that they're being ignored? I don't think so. And ignoring it is walking away from a conversation again. And at this point in my life and where I'm at in my life, I just don't subscribe to walking away from those conversations. I want to have those conversations. It's okay to not see things the same way. My wife and I don't see things the same way. My dog and I don't see things the same way. My cat and I certainly don't see things the same way. But I still feed them, I still love them, and I still appreciate having them all around. And in the instance of my wife, she feeds me and pets me occasionally. Hope that's not too weird for you to hear. Chrissy says, so much hatred in the world, you would think people would have learned to be more nice after COVID. You know what, Chrissy? That's a great example. I was really hoping COVID would give everybody an opportunity just to step back, reassess, and just sort of reconsider where they were at. It's done the opposite. It's just made us more angry and more pissed off at each other And it's just, it's not getting us anywhere. It's certainly not getting us to anywhere good. You know, like, what's the old joke? My finger hurts when I put it in my eye. Well, then don't put it in your eye. Well, you know the joke. I'm not telling you well, but you know the joke. Yeah. If it hurts, stop. Stop doing it. If it's not creating a better you, if it's not fueling you, if it's not inspiring you, if it's making you feel rotten, why are you still doing it? This is a you problem. When you're ready to admit that it's a you problem, come to me for a conversation. And maybe I won't change your mind. Maybe you won't change my mind. But maybe you'll at least realize that, you know what? John Mielke's not the horrible human being I think he is. And there's other stuff on the show, on the radio station, that maybe I will like. My God. Nope. Paint it gray. Everything the same. Please. Oh, I don't like that. Cancel it. Make it go away. Oh, my feelings are hurt. Okay, your feelings are hurt. And? People have been hurting other people's feelings for a lifetime. Doesn't mean I don't like you. Doesn't mean I don't love you. It means I hurt your feelings. We disagreed on something. Okay, what's the solution? No, I don't want solutions. I just want to be angry. Well, as long as that's you, I can't help you. And I say that having been the person who was very angry for a long time. And it drove me to the brink of extinction. I'm not letting you hold me there anymore. Sorry. In fact, you know what? I'm not even sorry. I'm not letting you hold me to that place anymore. I'm not that person. I'm different. You're asking people to use common sense, says Kim, which is not very common anymore. People just don't know how to turn the other cheek, walk away, and let's not forget for respect for others' thoughts, ideas, and lifestyles. They need to get a grip and smarten up. The world does not revolve around them. Exactly. Woodenhead, everything I like is either illegal, immoral, or fattening. I can't win. Lisa says, my grandmother frequently used to say, if you don't like my gate, don't swing on it. That's great. Joshua, just because we disagree about opinions doesn't mean you can't like someone. Personally, wish we would relearn that, normalize that. Yeah. Chris says, agree with you 100%. John, you are absolutely right. Well, I don't need to be absolutely right, Chris, but I'm glad on this case you actually agree with me. And you know what? Here's the funny thing, right? Because we get into a lot of yelling and screaming matches as it pertains to our federal government and our current prime minister and whatever else. One of the earliest lessons I learned about this came from Justin Trudeau's father. There was a moment, I can't remember where I read it, but I'm sure you came across it as well. In fact, it may even be in Pierre Trudeau's memoir. But there was a moment where he went to Parliament Hill, took his kids to work that day. And one of the boys, I believe it was Justin, met Joe Clark and said something to his father about, oh, that's the man you hate. And Pierre Trudeau, love him or hate him, was very quick to say, no, I don't hate him. We just have very different ideas on how to get to the place we all want to get to. That resonated with me. That has stuck with me. Like I said, that's my why as it pertains to this radio station, as it pertains to this show. I don't hate anybody. I hate hate. I'm looking for that common ground. At the end of the day, okay, as much yelling and screaming at each other in Parliament as goes on, once the cameras are off and they leave the House of Commons, a lot of them are good friends. Otherwise, they disagree politically. They disagree with the direction we should go. And that's their job, is to get up and publicly argue their positions on these things. In the back rooms, in fact, some of them even publicly, they're good friends. My job in radio was always go up against all the other radio stations and win. Take their audience. Do what you got to do. Win, you know, to win the listeners over so we can up our sales, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I would do absolutely everything in my power and within my abilities to make sure that my show outperformed the other show. And guess what? That person was doing the same thing. At the end of the day, yeah, sure, on the air, I want to kill you. I want you obliterated from the earth. Ha, 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 ha. Don't kid yourself. At the end of the day, we're probably having a cup of coffee, you know, that Friday, or a beer. So there's common ground in everything. I'm looking for it here. Woodenhead says, I'm sorry that I may have rubbed you the wrong way at times, and I appreciate the fact you haven't blocked me and keep a dialogue open. Cheers, John. I don't remember any time that you and I have ever had a run-in, Woodenhead. You've always been respectful. I can't ask for more than that. I don't care if you disagree with me. You've been respectful. Let's go to text. I've got a couple of texts here. Donna in Blossom Park says, John, I enjoy the show every day. You're doing an excellent job. Keep it up. Thank you. Let's go to this person out of Alberta. Hi, John. It is the looking forward and not living in the past that seems to be hard for many. Yep. Yeah. And it was hard for me for a long time. It took me a lot of years to sort of plow through a lot of nonsense and sort of get back to, wait a minute. And you know where I'm back to right now? I'm exactly where I was when I was 16 years old and I would go knocking on the door of every single program director in the city. I'm going to work for you. Not I want to work for you. I'm going to work for you. I listened to all of these negative people and I let them beat me down and beat me into the corner where I couldn't even throw a punch back. And it took me a long, long time to sort of realize that, wait a minute. My natural instinct, my natural DNA is exactly who I need to be. I'm doing a talk show, guys. Love it or hate it, I'm doing a talk show. Five months ago, I never would have believed I could do this. What allows me to do this is the realization that, A, I can do this. B, I have a purpose to this. And if you don't see it and you don't subscribe to it, okay. But that's not on me. That's not on me. If you don't like what I do here, yes, please don't listen. I would think if you don't like what I do here and you keep listening, that's a bigger problem. When I'm listening to something, when I'm watching something and I don't like it, I leave it. I just don't announce to the world anonymously that I'm doing this. Just move on. You'll be healthier for it. I'm trying to help you. Sue says, I like how some people need to announce their departure. Well, there you go. I'm not an airport, but thanks for the heads up. Oh my God. Yes. These people who are on social media, I'm doing a cleanup. Just do the cleanup. Like I'm supposed to be worried? I've got, what, almost 5,000 friends on Facebook. I promise you. None of you, like a handful may actually be, you know, close enough friends that they've been to my house or have been to their house or we've gotten together at a restaurant or something. Just do you. The only person who benefits from the public declaration, pardon me, that you're cleaning up your Facebook friends list is you. That's it. So do that. Just clean up your friends list and be done with it. Stop announcing this nonsense to the world. It serves no purpose. Daniel, we have a man who is welcoming back a hater who have had a conversation. How much different world we would be with more like you. Well done, John. Daniel, I don't even know if I'm... You were a hater? Okay. Takes a lot for me to... Listen, sometimes I put people on pause, right? And sometimes you have to. That's a healthy thing. But I really don't think that there's too many people out there who I can't find some way to have a conversation with. And sometimes you need to put them on pause just until you get that opportunity to have a conversation. Let things simmer down for a little bit. You know, it's like children. You put them on a timeout, eventually they come around, right? I'm going into a little overtime here. Let me quickly go through some of the comments. You've made the comments. You've taken the time to be part of this tirade. So, listen, it's my never-ending search for common ground. If you don't get that, I can't help you. This is where I'm at in my life. And if you can join me in this conversation, we're going to be better for it. If you don't want to be part of that kind of conversation and that kind of solution, well, then go someplace that you think that you are going to better be able to create the world that you want to live in for yourself. And if it's not here, again, okay. Really, it's okay. I'm not going to go to sleep crying tonight. I promise you. Kathy says, if those mistakes and the damage that you've worked so hard to come back from, that makes you so amazing. You're one of the strongest humans I have ever met. Or blah, 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 blah. Okay, this is getting a little bit... incestuous here. Yeah, Milky's wonderful, blah, blah, blah. I'm not. I'm trying to make myself a better person. I have made a lot of mistakes. I have hurt a lot of people. I have created a ton of collateral damage around me. All I can do is better. For me, this is part of that path. And I would admit, I don't do very well with compliments. I just don't, because I don't see myself that way. Better person now than I was. Okay? Maybe that's the middle ground on that. I've been here from the start and seen the growth. Yes, mistakes have been made, but if you stay for the ride, it's been amazing. We need more Blast the Radio. Listen, and it's not just about Blast the Radio. It's not just about Blast the Radio, but to that, I have to be doing something right. Okay, this is what kind of started this whole ball in motion today, this whole conversation in motion. Someone not liking the direction that I'm currently going with my show, with my radio station, and with some of the people on it. Well, if I'm really going down the wrong path, why are the numbers increasing? I tuned into my own radio station last night for the debut of Colleen Valentine, who I've always known as a very, very talented broadcaster, and I knew she would do a great show. When it was on in my truck, I had to do a double take. I thought I had been transported back to the 90s and was listening to some sort of syndicated cross-Canada show. Her show is called Hurtin' or Flirtin'. It's a request and dedication show. And she had this co-host on, and the production of it. I was so unbelievably proud of what I heard on this radio station last night. And that's not indifferent to when I listened to Krista Perry, who's just taken over the midday show, and the content that she's bringing, and the freedom that she is suddenly experiencing as a broadcaster when those barriers are no longer in front of her, where she can say and play and be who she is. And I can coach that and embrace that. When I listen to our country, you know, mix show called The Saloon, done by Dennis Chatterton, also known as DJ People Move, he was one of the students in the radio program at Algonquin College. I beam with pride at this. This is not a one-sided thing. This is not a radio outlet or a media outlet in any way, shape, or form that has picked a team to be on that is only about one thing and driving one narrative. If you don't like one person on this channel, that's okay. You're going to find something here that you do. And that's what matters to me. Boy, the conversation. Lori, I used to be proud to be a brownie. Now I can't use that word. Well, that's just nonsense. We went down that road a little while ago. Woodenhead, I really cannot see Pierre Poilievre and Justin Trudeau sitting around a table having an adult beverage after a long parliamentary session. You know what, though? I mean, maybe not. But I'd like to think that there's at least some respect there. They may not be buddy-buddy. Right? They may not be buddy-buddy. But I'm sure they can shake hands. I'm sure if they're in the same room, you know, there's a face-to-face and at least a, hey, you know, blah, you know, this, that, the other thing. You know, I agreed with you here. I didn't. These conversations happen. Know that they happen. All right. Appreciate all of your comments. I've put as many up on the screen as I can. I haven't had a chance to read them all. I've also received a ton of text messages. And hey, isn't it nice to receive a text message and somebody's phone number is actually on there and you can actually reply to them back? And whether you agree with me or not, and you know what? I mentioned something about someone who, I'm not going to say their name, but someone who was having a very difficult time with the whole drag bingo issue. We got into that conversation and we, you know, some of it was argumentative at times on Facebook. And I noticed they just chimed in here. So, you know, I was talking about you. Yes. But, you know, that person at the end of the day, after all was said and done, because they gave me an opportunity to engage with them, I think for the most part, we ended up in a pretty good place where we have at least a mutual understanding of why we feel the way we feel. And maybe, just maybe, this person's a little more open to going to a drag show. Or at least even considering it. And I'm sure that will be paid back in, you know, down the road where they convince me to consider something that I haven't considered before. That gets us in a better place. That's what I want. And tomorrow, we'll do this again on It's Your Call. Thanks for this.